Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from three passages, one in the Old Testament and two in the New Testament. First, out of Isaiah, passage we've read before, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 and verses 6 and 7. And I'm reading out of the King James Version. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. And then out of the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 and verses 4 and 5, out of the New International Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is capitalized, capital W, signifying Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 11 to 12, out of the King James Version. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Well, it never fails for me. My early morning moments, sitting in the darkness of my office, wondering, thinking, writing, planning, researching, sometimes anxious about the things to come, are always broken into by the light of the morning, especially this week, reminding me of the light which broke through a dark morning and world over 2,000 years ago, a light which carried a message of rescue and hope very much needed way back then, and I would suggest is very much needed in the hearts and the minds of all of us around the world today. That morning so long ago didn't attract large crowds, just three camel-riding kings with some gifts, a few shepherds tending the sheep in the fields nearby, and some rather ordinary-looking barn animals, including the donkey, Jesus and Mary's ride to Bethlehem, all in the dark, cold, damp stable out behind the inn. The sight of the world-changing event occurring on that morning so long ago, which we remember again in 4 days. Maybe the importance of what happened there would have fallen on deaf ears anyway. The innkeeper, through the years, has gotten a lot of grief for sending the holy couple out back instead of finding a nice, warm, dry, comfortable room for the baby to be born. But he didn't have a clue as to what God was doing. Did anyone really expect or appreciate the moment? After all, there had been a long period of waiting for something like that morning to occur. Too long a period, almost causing one to give up on it ever happening. The promised Messiah, was he coming or not? God said he would send one, but it had been over 400 years since his last word to anyone. And during those years, the people had seen no prophet in Israel. Generation after generation were covered by a period of spiritual drought, of wandering, of struggling, and succumbing all too often to the temptations leading them away from God. It was a long period of waiting, of emptiness without direction, a long period of hopelessness. It was a dark time during which God was silent. He didn't speak or send prophets, kings, or judges. No leaders like Moses or Joshua or other messengers were around. Malachi was the last messenger the people had heard from. And yet, there was still the echo in their minds and hearts of that reminder from Isaiah years earlier, stirring still within them, an expectancy of hope, and God was still there. Even though he didn't speak, he was still there, still active, still driving the course of history. He always was, and he always will. And then it happened, Bethlehem morning, a star being bright in the sky, breaking through the long darkness of their mornings. And their world and ours was to be forever changed. The promise of God, foretold by the prophets, now fulfilled, with the light shining in the darkness. Funny, isn't it? But there was no proper place, as you would expect there to be, selected for this to occur. No royal palace to receive this royal birth. It could have been. I mean, he's God, after all. He could do anything he wants, right? But instead, God's gift of love, wrapped in a blanket, in a stable, behind an inn, would be his way to reach the earth. And so a bed of straw became a cradle, embracing God in human form. One would expect more than a stable, but I suppose when you stop to think about it, where else would a lamb be born, even the Lamb of God? In our quieter moments, we can identify with those who waited for so long for the promised Messiah. It's all too real that today we have our own periods of waiting, of uncertainty, emptiness, of loneliness, and yes, at times, seasons of hopelessness, don't we? Someone has lost a loved one, and the loneliness still lingers and emptiness remains. Someone has stepped out in the wrong direction again, disappointed and embarrassed. Now they're not sure which way to go. But wait, a light has come. Someone is having difficulty connecting with their children. They've missed too many moments to make memories with their children, and the relationship is strained. But something is changing. A light has come. Recent biopsy results have come back, and the word cancer is quietly spoken, yet the words ring loudly in our thoughts and hearts. Someone else is still seeking the approval they deserved as a child but never got, seeking it now in all the wrong places, in this place and that, from this person, and that group or another, feeling once again lost and alone. But wait. Someone else is wandering from place to place, going through their own periods of disappointment, anxious about today and worried about tomorrow. Like that holy couple from 2,000 years ago, about to have a baby, God's baby, they were told. There are too many times where we feel like we're in the middle of a dirty, damp, cold stable where no one seems to care. But wait, my friends, a light has come. The star of that Bethlehem morning has broken through on the manger holding that tiny baby way back then, and it shines on wherever we find ourselves today. No stately house, no noble mansion where he would reign from in majesty. That wasn't God's plan. The path he chose led to an altar, to the cross, where he would give his life for you and for me. Born on a bed of straw, his cradle, God came in human form. Stop for a moment and think about that. God there for you and for me. Nothing fancy, but a light had come. It's the all too real journey of our lives, grasping what Isaiah proclaimed so many years ago about a baby who came to save the world, to save you and me. It really does seem strange, doesn't it? But just as John reminded us in the gospel we read a moment ago, a light has come into the world that all the darkness of the world cannot and will never, listen to that, will never overcome. And that's the good news. That a baby was born for you and for me, that a light has come. The light of Bethlehem morning has broken through the darkness and shines on us again. And here's the best news of all. The Bethlehem morning in the manger that occurred over 2,000 years ago has been with us ever since then and always will be with us. That morning, when the Lamb of God was born, for you and for me is more than just a memory or a moment we celebrate once a year. Bethlehem morning is the eternal truth that the child born on that day over 2,000 years ago is here today to rescue us and free us from all of our wanderings or struggles, temptations, disappointments, and those moments when we feel less and accept less for our lives than what they were meant to be. Bethlehem Morning points us to all the possibility of the life that we were meant to live, the life we were created to live. Bethlehem Morning's star and sun rose that day so long ago and still rises each day as it did for you and me yesterday, today, and will rise again on Christmas morning. The light, the eternal truth that the life and light of the child who was born that day never ends, never. The light of that morning will never grow faint. His love for us will warm the coldness of wherever we find ourselves. And no matter what temporary periods of wandering, of worry, disappointments, despair, decisions that we face, struggles, and waiting we may be going through, the hope of the babe of Bethlehem, the Lamb of God, the light shining in the darkness, the Christ child, whose birth we pause to remember in 4 days, that hope will reign in majesty in our lives forever and ever and ever. A light for you and for me, and for the life that we are meant to live from the baby who came that day for us. Hope reigns forever and ever. Amen and amen. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for that reminder. Thank you for this time where we pause as we move forward to that celebration of when you sent your son in the form of a baby in a manger for us. Only you would have done it that way. You're amazing, but you're God. But thank you for doing that. And thank you for the reminder that that light that came into the world over 2,000 years ago in the form of your son has been with us ever since, is with us today, and will be with us in every step that we take. Thank you for that reminder that in the midst of our stuff that we go through, our worries, our wanderings, our disappointments, our despair, the decisions we face, the struggles, the waiting moments, that you are always there with us. The light of the Christ child is there with us every step we take, every moment we face, every uncertainty before us. You are there. Thank you for that. Thank you as we move forward each day, knowing that you are moving forward with us to help us to become all that you created us to be and to help us with you to help others become all that you created them to be. Thank you for that privilege. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for this time of year that we celebrate again what is with us every day, your son. And it's in his precious name and light we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.